Once again, this is Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden, and it's time now for music. That's the pianist Harold Mayberg from a live recording he made just last year. It's one of the records that NPR music jazz blogger Patrick Jaramwatanonan brought to our attention. Patrick, it is great to have you here with us. Welcome.
Well, thanks, Jackie.
So tell me about this music, Harold Mayberg. I'm in the presence, obviously, of a very talented piano player.
Indeed you are. Harold Mayberg is one of those guys who came to New York in, say, late 50s, early 60s, around then. One of the golden ages of recorded jazz in some form. He played with a lot of the greats. He played with a band called the Jazz Tet with Art Farmer and Benny Golson. He was in Miles Davis's band for a little bit. This is, well, it's an older song, but it's a new live recording. The song I'm Walkin' that you may know is made famous by Fats Domino.
Yeah.
And it was recorded at a small club called, well, Smalls. It's your typical New York City basement room. You know, you walk downstairs. Except this one happens to have a house record label. So imagine this, you know, legendary pianist who's been around for the better part of half a century, and just two other guys and 100 people. That's the sort of character that you see in this recording.
Harold Mayberg, great soulful character to this. I suppose what we should expect from someone who's been through the golden era of jazz, quote unquote.
Absolutely. I mean, so many of those guys, once they're gone, they're gone. So we really do need to appreciate them while we still can. But, you know, I don't really like to give off the impression that those are the only musicians who are still making jazz. In fact, there's constantly influxes of new talent. And so I made sure to also cue up some music for you, Jackie, by some artists who are younger and whose music reflects that.
Oh, that's fantastic. What else have you brought with you?
Let's play something from a trumpeter named Etienne Charles.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Yeah, he's got this great tone, and, you know, he's a fantastic trumpet player. And this, of course, is meant to be beautiful. It's a ballad, and if you didn't know it, you could really be any old tune. But Etienne Charles is originally from the island of Trinidad, so when he chose a ballad for this record, he chose a classic calypso, actually. It's a song called Memories. It was made famous by a great calypsonian named Mighty Sparrow.
Every year, somebody dear, give us cause to shed a tear and mourn, for they are gone.
The singer is reflecting on all these deceased musical heroes.
Now all that's left is a faint memory.
So I get it, this is the original calypso version, and Etienne Charles is doing a sort of jazz version.
More or less. Etienne also uses some sort of, like, characteristically island beats. He plays with some reggae beats elsewhere in this album. But that's more or less it for this particular tune. I like that he's using his jazz training to sort of investigate these things, this sort of cultural history that means something to him. But he's also just a good trumpeter and a great arranger, and that means something too, right?
I wouldn't take it away from him. It's great. That's Etienne Charles from his new album, Creole Soul. And we're here with Patrick Jaramwatanonan, a jazz producer at NPR Music, and he's playing us some of the new records that caught his attention recently. What else have you brought along, Patrick?
Jackie, here's a tune you might recognize, actually. Any kids out there might, too.
Now I'm the queen of the swingers, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop. That's what's bothering me.
I couldn't miss that one if I tried, from the Jungle Book, and I'm pretty sure that was sung by the dancing orangutan.
Yes, it is. In the original, the orangutan is Louis Prima, the great New Orleans band leader. Obviously, here it's a young woman, and her name is Lauren Desberg.
You will see it's true. An ape like me can learn to be human too. Don't try to kid me, man, come, don't get in a stew. What I desire is man's red fire, so I can be like you.
I'm new to Lauren's music too, and this is really just a single she put up on the internet. She's only got one EP as far as I know. There's really something quite pleasing about this. It's peppy and it's bright, and you know, it's one of those things you call a guilty pleasure, except nobody has guilty pleasures anymore.
Well, and if we do, they're immediately out on social media, as you might know.
Right.
You know, it's really a fun, swingy little tune. I still hear these notes of Louis Prima and, of course, the Jungle Book. And also, you can almost hear an Apple commercial being made out of something like this, huh?
I guess some jazz singers might recoil just a little bit at that, but, you know, I think Lauren knows that her voice isn't quite big and boomy like Ella Fitzgerald or Sarah Vaughan, or, you know, it's not like an opera singer or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she just uses what she's got, and just the way that this tune is arranged, it's the little details, you know, the piano will jab in every once in a while, or the drummer is just sort of comfortable and sitting back with the brushes. You know, jazz people could learn to make catchy music sometimes, too.
Once again, that's the music of Lauren Desbrook with the song I Want to Be Like You. Patrick Jaron Watananan comes to us from NPR Music, and you can find his writing at A Blog Supreme, which is at npr.org/blogsupreme. Patrick, it's really been a pleasure.
Oh, my great pleasure, Jackie.